Praise the Lord. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's podcast ministries. Today the words which we're going to meditate, it is taken from Daniel chapter 10, verses starting from 10 to 12. Daniel chapter 10, verse from 10 to 12. Suddenly, a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. Amen. Here is the Bible reading. Dear brothers and sisters, these are the end days. If you believe or not, these are the end days. The Lord is gonna bring calamity upon the city, calamity upon the whole world. Yes, destruction upon destruction. There shall be many signs and wonders happening in this world throughout. Dear brothers and sisters, if you can devote your heart and mind, and if you can render your heart to the Lord and pray just like Daniel did. Daniel, hallelujah. Daniel was a person who dedicated his heart and soul, who dedicated his mind, and he was praying all the day. He was praying throughout the day 3 times and 4 times. Watch and pray that you shall be able to stand throughout these days. If you have to receive the power, and if your prayers has to be reached to the Lord, then you should be praying, praying and praying. Prayer is the only weapon that can keep you safe during these times. Prayer is the only weapon that can safeguard you. If you want to have the stronghold of the Lord, then you should be devoting in prayer. Only if you can stand on your knees, then you shall be able to stand before any problem. These are the end days. The signs and wonders are happening all around the world. Those words which the Lord had spoken is coming to pass. And if your prayers should be heard by the Lord, then you should be devoting your heart and mind. You have to consecrate fast. And the way in which you are walking should be pleasing to the Lord. Nobody can please God unless if you walk by truth. Nobody can please God. With anything that they have, because whatever you have, it's given to you by God. But what you can give back to God is your heart, is your prayers, is worship and praises. These are the things which the Lord loves. The Lord loves the fruit of your lips. Hence, my dear brothers and sisters, let us think just for a moment and let us meditate on these words. Chapter 10 of Daniel, verses from 10 to 12, the Lord had sent his angel who touched Daniel and who touched his mouth that he started to speak. Imagine you and me in this time, in this situation. Where is the consolation coming from? Who is the comforter? From where does the deliverance come from? It doesn't come from a hill. It doesn't come from mountains. It comes from the Lord your God, who is the only Savior, who is Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, this is a serious concern. This is a serious concern. You have to devote your heart and mind. Come away from this world. Come and conform to the Lord. The Lord is expecting that you shall be rejoined with Him. You shall have a reconciled life with the Lord. Spend time in prayers, which will make your spirit worthy to stand before God. There's no other means by which you can be worthy or you can be holy. The only thing that you can do is to pray. Devote your time in prayer. Throw away gadgets. Do not go behind any idols. Throw away. Those are the distracting mediums that separates you from God, that separates you from the presence of God. Satan had brought in a divisive medium, a divisive platforms through which you shall be distracted, so that it becomes easy for him to drag you apart. But the Lord, the Holy Spirit, who's a decent God, who will not come again and again and speak to you. But He gives the word and He wants you to understand those words and walk in His statutes and commandments that you shall be saved. The vision and plan of God is that you should be saved. The gospel is preached because you should be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ came to this world because you should be saved. That is the vision of God. That's the plan of God. But always there is a force, there is a power which is acting against the plan of God. Let us not be captivated by those plans. Let us not be driven away. Let us not drift away by those plans of the evil one. Dear brothers and sisters, just like Daniel did, if you can spend your time in prayers, if you can call upon the name of the Lord, and if you can wait in His presence for hours together, then the Lord is going to speak to you. Then the Lord is going to use you mightily, just like He touched Daniel and He spoke His words to him. The Lord shall touch you and He shall put His words in your mouth, that you shall speak His vision, that you shall prophesy. For these are the end days. Prepare to meet the Lord. Prepare to meet your Master. Become worthy to stand in His presence. Discern yourself. Evaluate yourself. How closer are you to God? If the answer is no, then please keep working on. There is no secret, there is no shortcut to reach His love. If you have to reach His love, then you have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice those things that is clinging close to your heart. Give Him the first priority in your life. Forget about your sleep. Forget about the things that is giving you pleasure, that is driving you apart from His presence. Stand strong and say no. Speak within yourself. Discern and commit your lives to the Lord. Surrender yourself before the Lord and commit your life. If you commit your life, then your life shall be fruitful. For the Lord says that if I find any unfruitful tree, then I shall pluck it and put it in the fire. Let us be fruitful for the Lord. Let our ministry be fruitful ministry. Let us edify. Let us comfort. Let us admonish our brethren. Let us spend time in prayer. That's the first duty of yours. Spend time in prayer. Do not walk in the world, but walk in faith. Do not be walk in sight. Do not be moved by anything that is worldly, but try to understand which is good and which is bad, and do not touch what is unclean. That is the will of God, for the Lord wants to receive you in glory. Let the righteous keep doing righteousness, keep following righteousness. Let the wicked, let him be wicked. For these are the end days. We're running short of time. These are the end days. If you change your heart, then there is a salvation for you. And if you can prepare yourself just like Daniel did, and if you can devote your heart and mind and consecrate fast and spend time in prayer, then the Lord is going to touch and He's going to speak to you. He shall speak to you about what's going to happen in the future. For the vision concerns about the future. And the Lord wants to speak to His children The Lord wants to reveal to his children about the heavenly visions. May our ears and heart be open to receive it. Amen. May the Lord speak to you and make you think about what has to be done. The Lord loves those who humble themselves and give their hearts to the Lord. Hence, humble yourself, and the Lord shall touch you. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.